You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For the government cutting several jobs at the Ministry of Education, New Zealand's school lunches program, Ka Ora Ka Oku, is expected to be cut in the budget. I spoke to research fellow in the School of Population Health, Dr. Kelly Garten, about the implications the funding will have on New Zealand's youth. Here is that interview. What are the main objectives of the Ka Ora Ka Oku program?
Primary objective is really feeding hungry kids because hungry kids can't learn. So it's with the Ministry of Education, it's primarily targeted at improving attendance and educational outcomes, but also reducing things like food insecurity and improving child health at the same time. But what we found in our research is actually it has much broader impacts beyond these primarily targeted outcomes. That's what's really interesting.
Do you mind going further into the insights of your investigation and the impacts the defunding of the program will have on New Zealand's youth?
Yeah, well, so to start with, the impacts we found that the program can really be spread out between the impact for the child or learner, impacts for their family, the school, the wider community, and then the food system. So you really have this ripple effect from what's the benefit that's experienced by the individual child spreading out more broadly. But for kids, to start with, they are receiving more nutritious food at school compared to students who aren't part of the program. They're reporting feeling much fuller after lunch and having more energy. Teachers are reporting that classrooms are calmer, the learning environment is more conducive to learning, and it's had an improvement on attendance for the most at-risk kids of missing school. And that's because they're getting a healthy lunch every day, so not having kai is no longer a barrier to attendance. And for the families, they are seeing reduced financial hardship. So a family might see a savings of between $1,000 and $5,000 a year, depending on how many kids they have in the program and what ages they are. It's also creating jobs, fauna-friendly jobs with flexible working hours, but just generally jobs in the community. So around 2,500 jobs were created or retained as a result of the program in the last assessment in 2022. And then it has some broader effects on the food system because it's a very large-scale food procurement program. So the types of nutritional requirements that are written into the program in terms of food being healthier has ripple effects into the food system. So we've seen that certain foods have been reformulated, for example, so that they meet nutritional requirements, but then there's healthier food available. So those are just some examples of the program's impact. But you asked me about what would happen if the program's defunded, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So primarily what we'll see is there will be more hungry kids, and we know hungry kids can't learn. So there will be poorer attendance figures. We'll see reductions in the school functioning, so the gains in school functioning that kids had reported in connection to participating in Ka Ora Ka Ako will be lost. And we're also likely to see poor school achievement scores over time.
In your opinion, what alternative strategies would be implemented to reduce the potential negative effects of the program's defunding?
You know, I don't think there are any reasonable alternatives because the program was put in place to replace the piecemeal, the ad hoc strategies that were already being used to feed healthy kids, to feed hungry kids a healthy lunch. So prior to the program, there were some piecemeal food assistance programs in schools. We know that these are quite stigmatizing to students, and it's also not very efficient to be operating piecemeal programs. There are also teachers bringing in food to feed their hungry kids. So it's, you know, it's not a viable solution. And in fact, the program is run very efficiently and effectively, and it is really the best possible measure we have. That's it for us for now. We're just all eagerly awaiting this budget announcement and hoping that the government will listen to the evidence and do the right thing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.